Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, standing in this morning for Joe Lynham. Now, let's delve into developments on the markets with Gerard Moore from Goodbodies. First up, Gerard, I mean, the big story of the day, and indeed probably will be tomorrow, is the SpaceX IPO. Can you give us the detail on what exactly is going to happen today and also then what that means for index funds as well?
Yeah, good morning, Susan. So today, ahead of the main IPO tomorrow, today they'll firm up pricing and then tomorrow we'll have the IPO of SpaceX, widely anticipated. This is going to be, you know, the largest IPO we've ever seen, looking at a huge valuation. So the total value, people are talking about $1.75 trillion. That would make this the seventh largest company on the stock market. So right up there with all those other huge names like Meta, etc. And then after that, once it kind of gets into the market, then the question is how it will fall into the different indices that track the market as well.
But if we go to the first one, I mean, I've been hearing 1.75 trillion for the past couple of weeks, but the reality is the amount of money that's going to be raised today and that will be subsequently traded tomorrow is a fraction of that, isn't it?
That's right. So today and tomorrow, in terms of the free float the fresh funds that will be raised, I think we're looking at around 75 billion. So that's 75 billion. That in itself is still the largest IPO. And then the overall valuation makes it the seventh largest company. But that 75 billion is what is the new money that will come into Elon Musk's hands tomorrow, or at least into the company.
I've been listening to people over the past couple of days being worried that if they hold other shares in, particularly in tech stocks, that they're worried that this would trigger a big sell-off in other of the Mag 7, including, ironically, Tesla itself. But since it's only about 75 billion, I mean, are you expecting big declines in the tech stocks today, notwithstanding what's going on separately anyway?
Not necessarily, no. And you're right. You know, there has been kind of, let's say, that has been a concern. But, you know, some of the main indices like the Nasdaq have obviously been very strong this year. You might have picked up a little bit of weakness this year, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, nothing really to write home about.
And when you say the index funds, will you walk us through what's likely to happen there in the coming days?
Yeah, so the different indices have had a look at this IPO. Some of them have actually changed their rules in order to kind of capture this new company within their index. So most notably, the Nasdaq index has basically said they're going to change some of the rules, and within 15 days, when they kind of recalculate the index, they will include SpaceX. That means any passive fund or any fund, any ETF fund, people might have heard of an Invesco, you know, as a kind of a typical ETF fund. Any of these funds that track the Nasdaq will now purchase this company, or the shares of this company, to make sure that they're fully aligned with how this company stacks up within the index. So within the next 15 days, we're going to get that buy-in.
If we bring it closer to home then, this afternoon, we're going to have an ECB announcement. What are you expecting? What are you expecting?
So back at home and back in Europe, it's probably all a little bit more benign and maybe not as headline grabbing. But today we will have the first increase in interest rates from the ECB in quite some time. So we're expected to get 0.25% of an increase. What's probably more important is the tone of the meeting and what they say in terms of the outlook for the months ahead. At the moment, markets assuming that we get after today, maybe another 2 rate hikes before the end of the year. So really we'll be looking for kind of guidance, whether that's a fair assumption or not.
So we're looking really at higher cost of borrowing then for people who are going to be borrowing either for a mortgage or for a business loan, etc.
That's right.
There's a lot to watch out for today, Gerard. Thanks so much indeed for joining us.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.